You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, it's going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we always love to hear from you, and what you'd like to bring out, or what you'd like to comment on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. So give us a call, and we'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But as I peruse what's going on in the world today, certainly the world is certainly on the brink of serious consequences. There's an elite that run the world, the Trilateral Commission. Certainly they run this country, as we've told you many times before, and you can verify this at augustreview.org, Pat Wood's material. He's been following this whole scam going back to the 1970s, but between 1977 and the year 2008, every president of the United States, Democrat or Republican, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, and the whole electoral process is as phony as a $3 bill. Six of the eight presidents of the World Trade Organization, eight of the 10 World Trade Organization representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense during that time period came from the membership rolls, never more than 80, members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and a significant number of those are Canadians and certainly Mexicans. So basically, there's not that many Americans there. And yet, of course, 11 of them were appointed to surround Barack Obama, four people in the State Department, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Chief of Advisor, NSC, National Security Council Advisor, and then, of course, the Ambassador of the United Nations, all came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, we get very angry with Barack Obama, the things he's doing. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama is simply a man wearing a suit. He is not the President of the United States. He does what he's told to do, and if he didn't do what he's told to do, he'd get a trip to Dallas. He's doing very well financially. You can go up on the Internet. We hear about his buying a home over in Hawaii for $35 million. How did a guy who's never had a job in industry get enough money to even make a down payment on a $35 million estate in Hawaii? Why, of course, he's very well paid for what he did, but then they paid George W. Bush very well. They paid Bill Clinton very well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the good news is the Trilateral Commission are having problems. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what they want to do is bring austerity to the world. They appointed their man to be the premier of Greece, which he was for the better part of 6 to 9 months, and then they had an election, and they voted him out. They appointed their man, his name was Mario Monti, and he was to be the premier of Italy. And here in the last elections, why he was voted out, the people rejected the austerity programs, which, of course, the Trilateral Commission wants to inflict upon the world. And basically, a comedian who'd never had any experience in politics formed a political party, and he got 25% of the vote. Berlusconi, who certainly is not part of the Trilateral Commission movement, he got certainly his candidates actually took the Senate. Nobody's in charge in Italy. And, of course, this is creating very, very real problems. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but the good news is the Trilateral Commission is having problems. The bad news is they're about to plunge us into a war in the Middle East. And we'll be back here in just a moment. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we'd just love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295 here in the Central Coast of California. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but I was just commenting that there we're getting ready for a war in the Middle East. Now, how do I know that? Well, very simply, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. I mean, that would be pretty logical, wouldn't it? I mean, that's why all during the Vietnam War, we funded Russia, that funded the North Vietnamese, that funded the Viet Cong, that were killing our boys. Where did certainly the North Vietnam get their sophisticated jet fighters from and their sophisticated anti-aircraft batteries that they used to shoot down our pilots? Do you honestly think they built them in North Vietnam? Of course not. They got them from Russia, and we have funded Russia from its very inception. We can't let anybody know about that. Look up Gorky, G-O-R-K-Y. That is the largest motor plant of truck building plant in Russia. What is it? It's the Ford Motor Plant, of course. Ford built the trucks that were used to go down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to carry the weapons to kill our boys in South Vietnam. We fought a 10-year no-win war, 9-year no-win war. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. We didn't even try. We just sent our boys to take the hill and then take it again and take it again and pull back and take it again. We killed 58,000 boys in a war, we never tried to win. In fact, it was just like Korea. It was a no-win war. And all during that war, we were funneling money and lending money to Russia that was providing the weapons for North Vietnam to use to kill our boys. Understand that now we're doing the same thing in the Near East. What we're doing right now, of course, is we're giving 20 F-16 fighter planes to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Why would we do that? Well, because we're going to go to war with the Muslim Brotherhood. And if you don't have an armed enemy, how can you have a war? And we're giving tanks to Morsi there. Of course, remember, Morsi is the tyrannical dictator of Egypt who we installed. We trained him. He was trained at the University of Southern California. He's Muslim Brotherhood. Why are we giving 20 F-16 fighters to the Muslim Brotherhood and tanks and helping them, giving them money to build up their military? Well, this is in preparation for the war. And unfortunately, people cannot understand. This is what we did all during the Second World War, when 100 American corporations, General Motors, Ford, IBM, ITT, General Electric, Exxon, and certainly 100 American corporations built the weapons that the Nazis used to kill our boys, not only before the war, but during the war. And now we're getting ready to do the same thing as the war is coming to the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to learn the lessons of the past. The book, certainly, we carry America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. A 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret, and he was told, warned by the government, not to come forward with the material. But after 40 or 50 years, why, of course, he could, at 50 years from the end of the war, 60 years, he was able to write the book, America's Nazi Secret, and to tell the truth. And that's what's really so significant. The book, America's Nazi Secret, and, of course, the tape set, The War with the Jews. We have other books on it. The Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. I mean, he was blacklisted. His life was threatened, certainly. The Power Elite, the Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Cuddy. You need to get the information to find out how we financed the Nazis, how we helped them escape to South America by the rat line, how brought them here to America to work on our space program and to develop new mind control and deadly diseases that would be one day used on the American people. Well, let's go right now. We've got Bruce calling from Michigan, from Durand, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
A lot better since I had some vitamin D.
Are you taking vitamin D3 for the flu or the cold or what?
Yeah, I had mono. Remember, I wasn't feeling good. I was having neck pain and things like that. And I had my blood tested. It was 27. My vitamin D, that 20 B25, whatever it is that they measure in the blood test.
I don't know. That's out of
my. So it was really low. It was.
Well, of course, this is the thing. It's wintertime. We don't get the vitamin D. This is why we get the colds and the flu in the wintertime. But nobody ever tells you you've got to take large amounts of this, and especially if you start coming down with something. Everybody in my family has got the sniffles and the flu, and I've been taking 40,000 units of vitamin D3 a day, and I keep right on going.
Indeed.
Thank goodness.
I'm only taking like 5,000 twice a week.
You really should be taking at least 10,000 a day during the winter time.
I want to avoid kidney stones, though, because I've had them so many times
right.
in the past.
Okay, fine. What did you want to talk about, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that Beppo Grillo guy in Italy. I had a good laugh about that, too. I watched the European news after the Russian news.
That's Mario Monti, and he was the formerly director of the Trilateral Commission in Europe. He had to resign when they appointed him premier. How do you get appointed as premier? Well, the people who run the world appointed him. That's what it's all about. But he's got voted out of office, and basically people don't understand. No, the media is never going to tell you that the Trilateral Commission lost their control of Greece. They've now lost their control of Italy. And certainly the whole structure of the elitist, the Brotherhood of Darkness, is beginning to crumble over there in Europe. Go right ahead.
All right. Remember, we had Pat Paulson. I was thinking, we need somebody like this Beppo, you know, to run as a comedian who isn't a Al Franken, but a genuine somebody who's just going to make fun of the establishment. Because this guy, this comedian in Italy, he says he won't cooperate with any of the established politicians. they had the interviews with the Italian people. They were quite jolly about it, laughing. And then they interviewed the German people. This is on the European news. And this is the question I had. They were all kind of huffy about the fact that the Italians were so undisciplined. Do you think, rather than like a brotherhood of darkness trying to control Europe, that there is a Northern European discipline trying to be imposed upon the Southern European laziness?
But it all goes, works together. So Germany is under control of the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's where Mrs. Merkel comes from. But the Germans have always been disciplined people, and they've been hardworking. The Italians want to live it up. They want all these great, wonderful things from the government, but they don't want to pay for them. And that's true of Greece and of Spain and of Portugal and of Ireland. And basically, of course, you know, you can't have all these wonderful things unless you pay for them. And so they're going to have taxes of 70 or 80% of everything they take has got to be taken in taxes. Otherwise, the whole thing collapses. Now, ordinarily, what would happen is that if Italy was a sovereign nation, she could simply alter the value of their currency, devalue their currency. That would get their exports up. That'd be cheaper. But since she belongs to the Europeans, she can't do that. She doesn't control her currency. And this is going to lead to a real problem. Either the Germans are going to have to continue to subsidize Italy and Spain and Greece and Portugal, or certainly they're just going to, and a lot of the German people are saying, well, we don't want to do this. They're already putting out about 10% of their income. You certainly need to subsidize the people in Eastern Europe when they united Germany, East and West Germany, and that cost the Germans a tremendous amount of money. And now they certainly don't, I mean, they don't want to be part of Europe. This is not the desire of the German people. They want to be a sovereign nation. But the Trilateral Commission wants this United States of Europe as a stepping stone to the United States of the world and a world fascist system. The German people don't want it any more than the American people want it. But unfortunately, it's being thrust upon us because here in America, the media is controlled. They control both the right and the left. Conservatives, the liberals, the Republicans, and the Democrats. Go ahead. Anything else, Bruce?
They're really hell-bent on the Eurocrats, they call them, are hell-bent on uniting Europe. But it's a good foretaste of what would come for the rest of the world. Imagine trying to get the Muslims and the Hindus and Christians to all unite. You know, it doesn't seem like it'll work.
Well, it's not going to work. You and I know that isn't going to work. But you see, these people are driven. They're driven by this idea of bringing about this one world government. And you know, those words of Tennyson, you know, for I dipped into the future far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders it would be. Heard the heavens filled with shouting and there cast a great ghastly dew of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the parliament of man, the federation of the world. Those were Tennyson's words, and that's what it's all about. He wrote those back in about 1840, but that is what drives these people, the federation of the world.
They think somebody has died and made them God.
That's right. And because they hate Christianity, they hate the God of the Christians. And that's why they're doing everything they can to destroy it. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And that's why they...
It's funny to see what's happening over in Europe, but it could go from farce to tragedy real fast.
Well, I think that this is what's going to happen. I think there's going to be a major war in the Middle East, and we're going to get so wrapped up into that, and of course there's going to be a destruction of the value of our currency, but they'll be able to blame it on the war. And if it weren't for programs like this, and Joyce Riley and Alex Jones and John Leffler and a few of our friends getting the information out, most people wouldn't have any idea what's going on. But there really are certainly demonic forces out there at work intent upon destroying Christian civilization.
I'll let you go here. I just want to know, I'm glad you brought that up first thing, because I've been chuckling about that all day when I saw the interviews between the Italian people and the German people, how they just didn't get along with each other. They had totally different world views.
They do, and that's why you could never unite them into one nation.
Incredible. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless them. Okay, let's go to Michael, who's calling from Flint. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Doing real good, Dr. Stan. I got that antibiotic with that D3, and I'm not having any trouble at all.
Well, I'm glad for that. And basically, you keep taking your antibiotic and your large dose of the vitamin D3, and you may get a little, you certainly will be a lot better off than most people will. But
yeah, I'm
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. And give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines, and of course, give us a call if you have a question or comment. We have Michael calling from Flint and talking about the Pope's resigning. I'm simply pointing out that there's a book. It's called His Holiness, and it's subtitled to it. The title of the book is His Holiness. And in fact, it's a very important book because it's written based upon papers that were actually stolen from the from the Pope's library. And basically, and these are letters dealing with the conspiracy working at the upper echelons of the papacy, and the fact that some of the cardinals were actually being blackmailed because there were threats to bring out the fact that they were homosexuals and had been involved in homosexual activity. In fact, this book is so important that Woodward and Bernstein have written another book by exactly the same title. So if you go up on Amazon and you try to get the book His Holiness, why, you get Woodward Bernstein's book, and you won't even see a mention of this book written by an Italian author. And of course, this has created quite a furor, and certainly it points out the bribery that goes on. It goes into the background of the tremendous wealth accumulated by Benedict before he became the cardinal. The book is His Holiness, written by an Italian author. You can get the Wikipedia, a summary of it up on the internet, but almost no mention of this at all. The last thing they want is for people to know the total corruption there is in the Vatican today, and it's so tragic because many Catholics love the Lord, and this is a great tragedy. They love the Lord, but unfortunately, the leaders of their church have been corrupted by the dark side. Okay, Michael, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I just think that there's a lot more going on with that Catholic Church, and this all this that's going on is a smoke screen, and when this comes to light here in the next 6 months or so, we're going to be amazed what's going on with this Catholic Church at this point.
But I think the important thing, and this is brought out by Tom Horn in his conversations with us and in his book Petrus Romanus, is that there are biblical prophecies about this time in history, not talking specifically about the corruption in the Church, but if going into the fact that certainly we would have 112 popes, and that would be from 1100 up to the present time. The prophecies of St. Malachy, and basically he identified all the popes that would come from 1100 on. The Catholic Church suppressed this information for many years, eventually let it come out in 1500, but the 112th pope was to be the last pope and was to usher in the coming of the Antichrist, and the Vatican would be destroyed. That was the prophecy. And, of course, it was accepted in the Catholic Church till about 100 years ago. That was played down, but you can certainly get the books written by St. Malachy, but Tom Horn's book, Petrus Romanus, which we carry, is vitally important, and we are putting together a 4-CD set of my interviews with Tom Horn, with Chris Putman, who co-authored the book Petrus Romanus, and William Kennedy, who is a lifelong Catholic, who disagrees with many of the things that are going on. And so if you'd like to order ahead of time, it's titled The Last Pope. It's a 4-CD set. If you call our exchange, they've never heard of it, but we're going to be putting it together, The Last Pope. And, that is the prophecy, and if it is, it means we're in for some devastating times. Hey, Michael, thanks very much for being with us.
One more thing, Doc.
Go ahead.
It's not natural for a man not to be married. I mean, some men don't get married, and so, you know, it's just not natural to think that you're going to be a priest and you're going to go through life and not be married. This is a man-made religion. They got extra books in their Bible that don't belong there.
But we got Protestant to Protestant church as well, Michael, so I'm not going to just pick on the Catholics. Basically, if a Catholic has a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and looks to him for direction and reads the scriptures, he's going to get into heaven. There are an awful lot of Protestants who are not going to get into heaven. It's your relationship with the Lord that's important, not what church you go to, okay?
Yeah, but they need to leave these little boys alone.
Okay, well, I agree with that, Chris. God bless, Michael. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY is open lines. Give us a call. Right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi there, Dr. Stan. Well, we're attempting to fight the good fight in this to reject the Obamacare-style exchanges here.
Well, you keep up the good fight. We need people to understand that this is going to be a disaster. But you have to understand that Obama is simply doing what he's told to do. This is to bankrupt America, destroy our healthcare delivery system. It's going to lead to the deaths of millions of people, just as over in England, the socialized medical program today is killing 120,000 older civilians every year. And suddenly go up on the internet and type in British medical system kills 120,000 a year. British medicine kills 120,000 a year. You'll find out it's true. And they're going to be doing, remember, we've got 6 times the population. We'll be killing probably close to 1 million a year. And that'll just be the beginning. We're in for terrible times. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, we carry, being advertised by people who put out the Pro Packs, but certainly what we hear from the doctors who use this, they think it's great. So did Dr. Garth Nicholson, Dr. Ellie Thorpe, have both told me that they've had excellent results using this product. And then, of course, both my son and my granddaughter use the Pro Packs. And basically, it's not one little package. It's about 5 packages, and it contains vitamins and minerals, but then it contains the NT factor. And, of course, that is a glycolipoprotein. And, of course, one of the problems we have is we don't have these ordinarily in our diets. We don't get enough of it. And this is necessary for the cell membrane, not only the cell, but the mitochondria. And, of course, the Dr. Garth Nicholson, if you haven't heard my interviews with him, why it should be posted up on the Internet site. We had him on about a week ago. And he claims, and of course Garth is a good man, an honest man, he doesn't have any financial interest in the product at all. But he tells me that in his experiments, and they've run 9 of them, that this has been very beneficial for the people who've taken the ProPax with NT factor. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And if you don't have a good supply, let me give you the telephone number for ProPax. It's 1-800-982-9158. That's 1-800-982-9158. Don't call tonight, call tomorrow. And if you don't have a good supply of antibiotic and of vitamin D3 on the line, we do carry those to Radio Liberty. And I have to tell you right now, I'm taking large amounts of my vitamin D3 because everybody else in the family is not doing too well. And so I'm taking, I'm taking probably about 40,000 units of vitamin D3. Only at this time, ordinarily I try to take 10,000 units a day. But right now, since I'm going to be giving a speech this coming Sunday down in the Long Beach Convention Center, if you know somebody down there, at Long Beach Convention Center, the Health Freedom Expo, I'm going to be speaking at it. And certainly, if you know somebody or you live in that area, you'd like to drop by, we'll have a booth there at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to give us a call, if you'd like to get the vitamin D3 and or the antibiotic, which I take and which our family takes, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's get back to Dee in Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, the last time I called in was a different hour, so I'd like to announce that again about Dr. Lowell Fenwick. And there's going to be a town hall in the Coeur d'Alene Public Library at 12 noon this coming Saturday, March 2nd. And the topic will be how to fight Obamacare. And Dr. Fenwick, if you know anything about his background, he's born in South Africa, has numerous patents to his name, has a resume quite similar to Ron Paul in most respects, and is a real patriot and a force for liberty here in the state of Idaho. He's been a resident of Idaho for at least 10 years, as far as I know.
Well, I got the telephone numbers you sent me. I checked all three of them, and none of them would go through. So one, I would check it again and make sure those numbers are right, and then call us when you got the right numbers. But we did try to reach him today, and we'd like to get him onto the program. It sounds like he really understands we're moving towards a fascist dictatorship in America with a total violation of our Constitution. Basically, the Constitution limits the power of government, except a small subversive group is taking control of the military and the banking system and the corporate system and the political system and the educational system and controls many of our churches, the media, the great tax-exempt foundations. And if you doubt that, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. There are not that many of them. But they know exactly what they're doing. They're subversive, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and because they want to collect the guns, because they want a dictatorship here. And the reason we must not let them take our weapons is because there are people who want a dictatorship here, and they're using all sorts of fallacious arguments to justify disarming the American people. And if you value your freedom, well, you better value it now and get involved, because men and women lose their freedom when they're not involved, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Go ahead, Dee. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, certainly. One of the interesting things is that this Dr. Fenwick has met with the governors of Virginia and Arizona, and for some reason, Governor Otter won't meet with him. And it's quite confounding, actually, and it reminds me a lot of President Obama refusing to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu. You would think that Benjamin Netanyahu would know something about the Middle East. You would think that Dr. Fenton would know something about OB gynecology in particular and healthcare in general. And the other thing is, it's been at the meeting they had there, the town hall last Saturday, Representative Malik, who's a proponent of the Idaho Exchange, stood up and made the most ridiculous statement. He says, no Idaho taxpayer will have to pay. The federal government's setting it up. They're going to pay for it for 3 years. And that reminded me of Chris Christie, who's recently caved on the Medicare expansion. And you should have been there. The room erupted with jeers from the crowd. They well knew that that many Idaho taxpayers are paying federal taxes, and it's coming out one way or the other, or to the children or the grandchildren.
And it's the most amazing thing that people think that you get money from the federal government. It's free money. Where does the federal government get their money? Well, right now, of course, they're borrowing it. They're borrowing it so your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are going to have to pay it back. Either that, of course, we'll have a dictatorship, and I think that's really what's going to happen. They're going to end up destroying our currency, impoverishing our people. And then, of course, they won't have to worry about paying it back. They can pay it back with worthless dollars. Right now, we're living very well, but that is not going to go on much longer. We're heading into a financial crisis. I don't know when it's going to be, but if you watch what happened to the price of gold today, gold started this morning at $1,590 an ounce. By the time I looked at it, it was up to $1,609 an ounce. It went up to $1,660 an ounce and dropped back to $1,590. There was a $70 an ounce a difference there. This is obviously being manipulated. But then, of course, everything is manipulated. Our reality is manipulated. The price of commodities is manipulated. The price of the stock market is manipulated, the bond market is manipulated. It's all dishonest, but then who are you going to report it to? Because these people control the government, a small subversive group that controls both political parties and makes mockery of the electoral process because they've rigged the elections. How do we know they rigged the elections? Because during the election last November, in many of the precincts, or in a certain number of the precincts in Ohio, more people voted than, of course, were registered to vote. How could people who are not registered to vote vote? Well, very simply, when, of course, you control the reins of power, you can do whatever you want to. In a couple of precincts, there were more people who voted than were actually living there according to the census. It's all corruption, and the fact that nobody talks about how they rigged the elections and how every electronic voting machine can be rigged. Nobody wants to talk about that or the fact that we have a subversive group. The Trilateral Commission is subversive. The Council on Foreign Relations is subversive. The Bilderberger Organization is subversive. The Masons are subversive. They worship a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe. The Rosicrucians are subversive. The Theosophists are subversive. And you go to Washington, D.C., if you haven't seen that wonderful DVD we offer, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, you need to get it, and you'll see all of these occult emblems all over Washington, D.C. In fact, you can travel the world. If you go to Israel, you'll find the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. That's on the roof of the Supreme Court building in Israel. You also find it certainly on the temple there in Washington, D.C., the House of the Temple. This beautiful, beautiful building, the home of the Masonic movement. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Dee, I share your concern, certainly what's coming down the line economically with Medicaid, what's coming down the line with the collapse of our economic system. You can't keep living on borrowed money. Barack Obama increased the federal debt between almost well over $5 trillion in simply 4 years. It took 200 years to get $1 trillion in debt. And Barack Obama, and really not Barack Obama, but the people who tell him what to do, increased the federal debt by $5.7 trillion in simply 4 years. Go ahead, Dee.
Just a couple of quick remarks. Lowell Fenwick plan, as I understand it, is essentially an original intent voluntary versus coercive HSA plan. As you know, Obamacare is quite coercive, and the idea is you have a health savings account with very high deductible. And the problem with HSAs is that over the many years that they've been enacted, the last 10 to 15 years, the states have had imposed a lot of mandates and limitations on them, so they're not functioning as efficiently as they possibly could.
Now, an HSA is a health savings account, right?
Exactly.
HSA. And basically, of course, what you would do with that is you would buy an insurance company, insurance policy of your choice, not the dictated by the federal government. And it could be one with a very high deductible so that you might have to put out the first $5,000 of your health care costs. The rest of it would be picked up 80 or 90% by the insurance company. Or you could buy suddenly a policy that would pay for everything. It would be your choice. That's the question of why this is such a great program. But certainly the logical thing to do would be to buy a health policy that would cover your hospitalization with a large deductible. And if you're not ill, why, of course, you get to save the rest of the money in that HSA account. Ordinarily, those accounts are tax deductible. It's a great idea. It's a shame that we're not using this more widely. Once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Dee, I really agree with that idea. I think the HSA account is great, but it should be set up under the states, not under the federal government, because anything the federal government state sets up, the federal government will control, and eventually they will destroy it, just like they're destroying freedom in America today, and imposing dictatorships on nations throughout the world, and arming one of the most brutal dictatorships in the Near East today, that's Egypt, sending them 20 F-16 fighters, all sorts of tanks and weapons to use to, of course, to oppress their people with, so there can be no dissent in this new dictatorship we've established in the name of democracy. Well, go ahead.
Well, yes, and the state exchanges are, as enacted in the ACA, the so-called Affordable Care Act, really it's a form of fascism because the control is all federal, and ultimately it'll be the Idaho taxpayers that wind up paying for it, even though the bait is set right now. They're saying, oh, well, we're going to pay to enact it, set it up, the Fed, that is. And you know it's a bad day in Idaho when Governor Otter is being congratulated by one Julie Rovner, the so-called journalist reporter of NPR, and how shall I say this? She's absolutely breathtaking in the dishonesty that she used and continues to use to sell Obamacare. And it's not journalism at all. It's advocacy. But I sense that Governor Otter is totally sold out on this. And if we're going to stop it, we have to stop it at the state legislature. And I would urge the people of Idaho to call their state house at 332-1000. That's area code 208-332-1000. And also, there are petitions at saveoursovereignty.com, saveoursovereignty.com, and idahofreedom.org, idahofreedom.org.
Repeat those once again, Dee, because certainly people have to be able to write them down. And it's important that if you're out there in the listening audience, you affiliate with these organizations in Idaho that are trying to do something. Just repeat their names once again.
You bet. There's the Idaho Freedom Foundation. Excuse me, it's .net, idahofreedom.net, idahofreedom.net. And, you know, it's really weird because, like, the legislators want to cover their tracks, and they've been erasing their video archives out to 5 days. So what Idaho Freedom has done, and I think it's set up as a nonprofit, they're actually archiving those video sessions of the Idaho legislature, and they're up there for all people to see going back many months,
okay,
which is something our state won't do.
Want to get those names out, and then we have another caller.
You bet. Idahofreedom.net, idahofreedom.net. There's a petition you can sign that will oppose the inaction of a fascist Idaho Obamacare exchange.
Okay, now what's the other names?
The other one is saveoursovereignty.org.
Okay, saveoursovereignty.org. Dee, God bless. Keep posted.
God bless
okay.
you.
And check those numbers again because none of them would work for me anyway. Thanks so much. And let's go to Mike, who's also calling from Idaho. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking the call again. Hey, I just wanted to add a little bit to your last caller on the Idaho Health Exchange. I got an email today saying that the normal bills that would be going through the Idaho Senate and House would normally go through like some kind of, you know, the welfare or I just went blank. Anyway, it's going through the commerce subcommittee.
Well, you have to understand, the reason that is, Mike, is because they control that committee. They don't want it to go through. Will there be any opportunity for people who value freedom to voice their opinion, to have any influence? This is to be slam dunk. This, they don't believe in representative government. These are subversives. But they want to spend us into oblivion. They want to establish a program by which they can kill off the elderly. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. They don't care what the people want. They don't care about the electoral process. They don't care about tradition. It's how do we get the power? It's all about power. Go ahead.
Well, and that was one of the biggest things being part of the Republican Party. that we saw was the moderates that would say that they were conservatives, they weren't. And the conservatives, they're not very much of conservatives either. And so,
well, then, Mike, the people in Idaho, that awful lot of them are good conservatives, people who value freedom, and they're going to have to get involved. They're going to have to set up organizations. They're going to have to run candidates, and they're going to have to put in time and effort and money to elect people who believe in America rather than the subversive element that's taking over our states. Fortunately, we have some places in America where we still have freedom. But if we do not change the direction, then soon we'll be talking about what it was like to have lived in America when men were free. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I want to encourage your listeners to do, if they do live in Idaho and they are going to call, make sure that they call the right members on the subcommittees, because if they're calling the wrong ones and trying to put pressure, they might not be placing it in the most appropriate
And how will they know who to call?
Well, one of the things that I have found is there's a gentleman by the name of Wayne Hoffman who has a foundation down in the Boise area, and it's a pretty conservative group. He's monitoring this pretty good.
All right, fine. What is his name again so people know how to reach him?
Well, I don't remember his foundation.
Well, you found his with his name and his foundation, so people can get
Wayne,
that.
Oh, Wayne Hoffman.
Wayne Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, go to your Google and type in Wayne Hoffman Idaho Foundation. Get the information.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd sure love to hear from you. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can donate to us. You can get the various items that we offer, certainly not only books and CD sets and certainly DVDs, but we carry a number of health products. We think they're good, and basically we use many of them ourselves. And so you can give us a call or go to our website. We'll be glad to send you a list of the health products specifically you should be taking. If you're a male, you ought to be taking prostate support. If you're over 60, certainly this time of year, you should be taking at least 10,000 units of vitamin D a day. Why? Because we don't get the sunlight, and that's why you get the flu or the colds in the wintertime, and nobody's going to tell you that. And then you need a supply of antibiotic, which is oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, and certainly garlic, and a couple of other things. Boost your immune system. We also have something called Immune Support, which is a mushroom-based product. And certainly for women, we have something called Menopause Support that will help them. We have all sorts of wonderful health products we believe in. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We carry spices. Why would we carry spices? Well, because we've been using them for almost 20 years. They're great. They dress up food. And we were able to work out a situation with the people who produce them so we can sell them for the same price that they do. And we offer them to you. We think that once you get started on them, you'll be as hooked on them as we are. And they really liven up your meals. And then, of course, we carry the Berkey products. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products. And they all help subsidize what we do. So if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. This is how we keep Radio Liberty on the air this evening, in the evening program. Why the program is heard on about 12 or 14 different outlets of certainly internet. We have actually 10, 11 stations that carry the program this time of night. And, of course, there are other programs, other stations that may pull us down as well. But certainly they're paying to be on 10 different stations, 11 different stations. And then, of course, there are afternoon programs on shortwave. You can get us on the internet 24 hours a day at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can get us on, certainly, Apple TV. You can get us on iPad, iPhone. If you get a telephone, you certainly, with unlimited minutes, you can hear our afternoon program, certainly, 24 hours a day just by dialing the number. You'll get that on our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to give serious consideration to becoming a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because those are the bulwark of what keeps us on the air. I would comment that I will be speaking this Sunday at 11 o'clock at the Long Beach Convention Center. And if you live in Southern California or you know somebody who's there, why, I'll be speaking at the Health Freedom Expo, the Health Freedom Expo at the Long Beach Convention Center. We'll have a booth there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're down there, why, stop by. We'd love to have an opportunity to talk to you. And of course, we're going to have a great selection of our DVDs and our CD sets and the other information you need to understand what's going on. Of course, we'll have copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. I mean, it's something, one of the things I did that I think is very important. The book Brotherhood of Darkness will explain to you what is really going on in the world today. And I've had people call and tell me, these are leaders in the conservative Christian movement, that they've read the book, they discounted it, and years later, they contemplated it, they realized it was entirely correct. And some of them have even picked up the message and are getting it out across America today. And so you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness, or if you'd like to get a case of the books, probably we'll have this open for no more than 2 weeks. Then we're going to get the book reprinted. And it's a vitally important book. It would be a wonderful gift to give to others, and you can get them at a ridiculously low cost if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And we're going to be back here in just a moment or two. Certainly, we have a great guest for the next hour. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the liegen to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless us.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. What is the battle for survival of Western civilization? It's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry is an Israeli investigative reporter who spent 30 years in Israel reporting on the corruption that existed at the highest level of the government there, and of course the assassination of Rabin, the prime minister, and many of the other strange deaths that there have been there, and the corruption at every level of the government. And he was getting so close to the very heart of evil there that there were threats on his life, and he had to come to the United States, and we try to get him on almost on a weekly basis to keep you abreast of what's going on over in Israel. And believe me, they think very little of killing people. And there's, I think, probably we're going to be talking this evening about a very strange death that's having a lot of repercussions. In fact, you read articles about it in the New York Times today. But Barry, you go ahead and give us your view of what
really?
This is really all about.
What did the New York Times say?
Well, basically, they just said that this man had been died in prison, and there was a question whether or not, of course, he had actually committed suicide or whether he might have been murdered. That was about all they said.
Well, they did that a good week after I drew the same conclusions. I wrote an article, and between us, I think it was a lot better than the articles I've read. Which are really mixed up. I put this in perspective, but I also got a very Israeli point of view, and no one wants to hear this, but they're going to. Look, this prisoner X, as they call Ben Ziegler, has been a moral and security disaster for Israel. And if for some reason doesn't go away, it will. It's got to. Nonetheless, it's just hanging in there. Now, look, incredibly. Now, you read my article. I hope you enjoyed it.
I always do, Barry.
Well, the one issue it solved was how a 10-man Mossad assassination team can be so thoroughly exposed. And that's just the beginning of our story. Look, Ben Ziegler worked for the Mossad. We'll get to how very shortly, but he was in on a hit. On January 19th, 2010, Mahmoud al-Makhbouch, now he was the founder of the Hamas military wing. It's called the Izz al-Din Qassam Brigades, in case you want to know. But he was assassinated in his hotel in Dubai. Now,
and the question was, how was he assassinated? Who assassinated him? And this gentleman we're talking about, who's been recently killed, was an Australian Israeli. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, ahead.
He was, from what I'm gathering, he was integral to this assassination.
And so, okay, basically, though, he was somehow involved in this assassination of this Hamas leader who was killed in Dubai. Well, because somebody killed somebody in your country, the Dubai government wanted to know who was behind the assassination. So That is, of course, where this story comes in, because, of course, what happened was they found out who was behind the assassination because an Israeli came forward and told them the whole story. The problem is, of course, that embarrassed the Mossad, and you don't embarrass the Mossad. If you do, well, you can end up very, very dead, as this Israeli did. He'd been kept in a cell in Israel for a couple of years, totally in secret. Everything was in secret until one day he was found hanged in a suicide-proof cell. And the question is, how did it happen? Well, we don't think he committed suicide. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that was a not bad summary, but there were a few mistakes in there.
Well, that's why we have you here to clarify. You go right ahead.
He didn't live 10 months in that cell. He wasn't there for years. His suicide is what the Israelis are calling it. No one else is. Was 10 months after he was. Now, here's the big one. Now, we don't know why, but people have written me, and, well, after the hit in Dubai, for reasons not everyone has understood, and a lot of people have covered up, Ben Ziegler flew back to Dubai, and he turned himself over to the Arabs. A few weeks afterwards, the Mossad put together a kidnapping, and I'm saying, look, what a movie this will make. They got Ziegler out of Dubai and back to Israel. They kidnapped him back to Israel. And that alone is, well, in short, very shortly afterwards, the assassination of Mahmoud al-Mahbouk, Dubai's police, using video cameras from the hotel, named all the assassins. All 10 of them were given identities. All were working for the Mossad. How did they know this? Now, look, if they had information like this, they should have stopped the assassination. But where they got it from is Ziegler turned himself over to the police of Dubai and destroyed the operation and humiliated the Mossad. I don't remember any operation so thoroughly exposed. Now, the big story up till now is, why did Ziegler go and turned himself into the Dubai authorities? Look, Jews, Mossad, we don't turn ourselves into the Arabs. Very unsafe thing to do. Not from the Arabs, but Ziegler would find that out very shortly. Look, the consensus amongst my readers is that only desperation would put Ziegler on a plane out of his...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically what happened was that the Mossad had actually assassinated the head of the Hamas, or an organizer of Hamas, in Dubai. And then, of course, the Dubai government wanted to know who had done it. Well, one of the people who was associated with this Mossad team of at least 10 people was an Australian, Australian Jewish individual who was working for the Mossad, and apparently he was involved in providing passports to the Mossad, Australian passports, so their agents could go all throughout the world as if they were Australian citizens. And for some reason, why this Australian-Israeli turned himself into Dubai. He flew to Dubai. He turned himself into the Dubai government and named all of the conspirators, all of the 10 people in this Mossad hit team that had carried out the assassination. Well, of course, when you do something like that, you're not very popular with the Mossad. In fact, the head of the Dubai police had asked Interpol to issue a arrest warrant, a murder warrant for the head of the Mossad. Well, of course, the Interpol wasn't about to do that, and they're not going to arrest the head of Mossad for murder, even though he was behind the murder. But that, be that as it may, the next thing that happens is Israel launches a kidnap scheme. And they kidnap this Australian Jew, and they take him to England. You pick up the story
now,
there.
They took him to Israel.
I'm sorry, they take him to Israel. Go right ahead.
Meir Dagan was the head of the Mossad, and yes, the Dubaians demanded that Interpol arrest him. This was not good for Israel. But again, why did Ziegler get on a plane out of Israel, fly to Dubai, and turn himself in? And my readers, the consensus is he would have had to have been desperate.
But why was he desperate? I mean, that doesn't make sense. If he hadn't said anything, they never would have been able to identify who was involved.
He was under a deep threat, and he was scared. If the threat is real enough, you seek refuge with the enemy. He was under threat. Look, there are all kinds of stories that are being spread around that Mike talked too much and he bragged too much. A lot of that's disinformation. What isn't is that he turned himself over to the Dubaians, and this proved to be a terrible humiliation to Mossad. Now, when they got Ziegler back to Israel, nobody in Israel heard about this arrest because of a gag order placed on the media. That works in Israel, by the way. It was Judge Sheila Gerstel. She forbade the Israeli media from publishing details of the affair of the Ziegler arrest. He disappeared. Literally, they gave him a phony name. He became Ben Alon. He all but disappeared. Now, we'll go to what happened 10 months after his arrest when he, the Israelis say that he committed suicide. And there's all kinds of reasons to not accept that, okay? But he did kill himself, or he ended up dead, all right? Now, here is where it gets very, very strange. Now, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, which, by the way, is ABC, they aired a documentary this past February the 12th that exposed Ziegler's incarceration and more than hinted at his murder 10 months after. Now, once that happened, the gag order was gone. You couldn't maintain what had already been broken worldwide, and the Knesset finally acknowledged the Ziegler affair. And by the way, in Israel, the Attorney General wanted to arrest the members of the Knesset who brought it up, because they broke the gag order, but nonetheless, the gag order was broken, and Israelis, they got very, very upset, because you don't send your sons to work for an Israeli, a governmental organization, to have him murdered at their hands. That's not Jewish. Maybe a generation ago, this was the labor Zionist Mossad thinking, you squeal, you die. But my thinking and our thinking is, you squeal, you go on trial. All right? And then you're incarcerated for the rest of your life. You don't get murdered. And this became when the details came out, this became a big, big issue in Israel. And they're still trying to hold back the reaction, because something very, very strange happened. The night before
He killed himself. He was granted a meeting with a lawyer. Now, again, if you want to disappear, you don't grant the right to legal defense. But I suspect it was not for his good. Avigdor Feldman was the attorney. I'm going to quote him. He wanted to clear his name. That's what Feldman said. I presented Ziegler with a possible plea bargain deal. He was very rational and focused. He didn't seem suicidal, and he refused the plea bargain, feeling, again, quote, that it had burdened him with crimes he didn't commit. There. That was the night before he killed himself.
No, because he wanted a trial, wasn't it, that he wanted to go on a trial? He wanted
That's
to try
Feldman
to clear himself. Right.
That's what the attorney said. Now, remember, this is, I will make it a little more understandable. He refused the plea bargain, and he was dead the next day. All right? Now, that's not an accident. That's somebody who's got to go. He wasn't playing ball with the government, and, well, he was dead the next day. And you know that was no accident. And, look, you can say that he was driven to suicide. The Shin Bet, the Shabak, run. We'll talk about Ayalon Prison soon enough. They run the security prisoners. They had to have beaten him to death. That's what I think. But again, it doesn't matter if he managed to kill himself or they killed him. He's still dead. And he wouldn't have been had he not been in that cell.
Well, I know. But see, the thing is, this is a suicide-proof cell, supposedly. In other words, this is a cell that's
watched
24 hours a day. And so there's no way that ordinarily anybody could commit suicide there because they're watching him all the time. So how did he commit suicide if it was a suicide-proof cell?
Well, the Israelis said it wasn't suicide-proof. And they said jailers only came by every 25 minutes. Look, they made up the story to fit the crime, all right? The fact of the matter is he refused a plea bargain, was dead the next day. All right, you work that out. Now here I'm going to add a fact, and I'm just going to throw it out. This was on my radio show yesterday. I had an interview, and it turned out to be true. His 4 days before the suicide, his second daughter was born. There's a real problem with that. He had been incarcerated 10 months. That girl couldn't have been his. Now, I have no idea what this is all about. The wife has been, she's been muffed out of all pictures. Look, if I was an Israeli journalist, I would just simply go to the Ranana phone book, look up Ben Ziegler, and I could have found the wife. She has not been hounded by paparazzi. The weird part is she had a baby that could not have been Ziegler's.
Now, is she living in Israel or is she living in Australia?
She's living in Israel.
Okay, go ahead.
She's Israeli.
Okay.
Now, again, now let's talk about what the consensus of what Ziegler's role was, what he did for the Mossad. And this, by the way, will back up with the ABC report. That's Jason Katsoukas. He discovered that Ziegler, he ran a false front, a phony company in Europe, whose primary purpose was, well, to gather passports, okay? We'll talk about selling electronics and then that baloney. It was to gather passports.
And were those passports then to be used by the Mossad? Was that it?
Yeah, I'll dive into that very shortly. I've got a story that's pretty good. Passports are a big deal.
All right, fine. Of course, Mossad wants to send their agents all over the world. They certainly don't want people knowing who they are, and certainly they're anonymous. And if you're going to run a secret service, you've got to have secrecy. And so they were using these passports. We'll be back in just a moment. Many of them, I'm sure, had faulty names in them. Be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish. All right, Barry, go right ahead.
Look, when I was in the IDF, everyone, by the way, got the same treatment. I got a notice to show up at an office. It was on a main street in Tel Aviv, and I think the number was 108. It's been so long, but it was a dingy office, very unimpressive, but they made an offer to me. They said I could have a much more interesting service in Thailand, where I could be doing some good work, you know. Then they gave me a 2 weeks off from the Army. And that's, you know, that's real hard to do. But in those 2 weeks, I was followed. But really nicely followed. A beautiful woman started talking to me on the bus, and I ended up asking her out, and she accepted, and my mail was open, and I felt watched all the time. And then after this 2 weeks was over, it was decided that I'm entirely unsuited to spying, and they sent me back to my unit. But a friend of mine, we got drafted the same day, and we liked each other and became good friends. Well, that was Michael Oren, and he was suited to spying, and he got a press card from the Kansas City Star and toured the Middle East. And the fact is, I met him after the Army, and he told me what a service he had, looking at the Galilee from the Syrian side. It was a good story, but the point is, needless to say, he's now Israel's ambassador to Washington. Well, I wish I could play the game. He knew how to. And look, the issue of the passports, I wouldn't say they were phony names. I'd say the actual name of the person is what they were looking for. But neither here nor there, they're hard to get, and they have to be verified. In the case of Australia, if you've got a passport and the Australians have it on record, it's worth something. It's worth a lot. Now, this Jason Katsoukas, he was the director of the ABC Australian documentary. And, well, I'll just quote him. Ziegler worked for a Mossad-owned shell company operating in Europe. The company's business was selling electronic equipment to Iran and others. The story was the Mossad was recruiting Australians to spy for them using a front company in Europe, he told The Guardian. It all seemed too good to be true. To Katsuka's surprise, quote, what I was told seemed to check out. The company did exist. Now, in that Dubai hit, half the Mossad, half the hitmen were using legitimate Australian passports. And you can trace that. Well, look, the Israelis have done the job for us. Israel now claims that Ziegler had met with Australian intelligence and gave them secret details about Israel's use of Australian passports.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, so what this gentleman was who committed suicide, basically he was collecting passports for the Mossad, and apparently, though, he had met with Australian intelligence and given them some information. Is that a fairly accurate appraisal, Barry?
Sure, why not?
Go right ahead.
In short, the Israelis claimed that they suspected him of being a double agent. Now, the Australians answered this, and they admitted that he did meet with Australian intelligence. But they say, for the information he gave us, he wouldn't have been killed. That's the Australian reaction. And strangely enough, I believe him. I don't think he should have been killed or would have been killed over a few passports. Something bigger and worse went on. Something that, again, Zegar flew back to Dubai. I've never ever heard of a Jew turning himself over to the Arabs. Never. There was something going on there. And as I said, my correspondents think Zegar had to have been offered a death threat. Against him, his family, whatever, he was so desperate, he sought refuge in the country that he had just, well, he was part and parcel of an assassination. By the way, they forgave him. Now, look, the ABC report, it missed a whole other side of Israel. And this is a side I am really in touch with, and it really is not the story we've been getting. Now, I'm going to change a little bit. Remember, the date is February 12, 2003. That is the day that the Australians broadcast the Zegar documentary. On that day, that very day, well, here's the quote. President Shimon Peres visited the Ayalon prison in Ramleh. He spoke to prisoners and toured some of the prison facilities for education and rehabilitation. During the tour, Peres spoke about prisoners who may appeal for a presidential partner. Well, Yigal Amir, he said, will never be pardoned. Now, this story is starting to get very, very weird because Zegar himself.
Oh, and for our listeners out there, Amir was the gentleman who the Patsy who was accused of killing Rabin, but he was a Patsy. He didn't do it. But go ahead. But Peres is saying Amir will never be released. Go ahead.
It turns out Zegar was in Amir's cell. This was the suicide-proof cell. Supposedly, it was to prevent Yigal Amir from killing himself. And that's where the details of the suicide-proof cell business came. It doesn't matter. The fact is that Zegar had the same cell as Amir. Peres shows up at the prison and says he'll never free Yigal Amir, will rot in jail, the usual crap. Now, look at the reactions of my readers. Now, these are quotes from my readers, all right? Surprise, surprise. Shimon Peres, quote, happened to visit the Ayalon prison. I'm sure Peres cares so much about prisoners. No connection whatsoever with this case, of course. And then...
So what was the relationship? How soon after Peres visited the prison was this man killed?
What are you talking about? It was 3 years before.
It was 3 years before. Now, I thought he visited the prison in 2003.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
When did he visit the prison?
On the 12th of February, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay. Go ahead.
On the same day that ABC broadcast the Zegar documentary.
All right, and when was he actually killed?
2 years and 2 months previously.
All right, 2 years and 2 months previously. Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shammas. And basically, I want you to get the picture of it. Here's a gentleman who probably was killed in prison, so offered a plea deal. He didn't want it. He wanted to clear his name. For whatever, we don't know what's going on. Everything is highly secret. But apparently a lot of people in Israel feel that if a man has betrayed his country, he at least deserves a trial before he's sent to prison for life. But of course that wasn't the option, and many people think that he was killed there. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Barry Shammas. Hang on. Stan, a story that's getting a lot of coverage over in Israel today, because he's been dead for some time with a lot of his Israeli things, and how they get to your PayPal button, and we'll get back to the story.
I've got a new book. It's called The Stinger, and for those, you go to the search box and write in my name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That will take you to
on the ringworm children and on the Yemenis. You need to see this in writing to understand the enormity of this crime against humanity, and it was specifically over a crime against over 100,000 Israeli children. Those are the ringworm children, and over 4,000. Go right ahead, Barry.
Thank you. I actually atomic experiment. Yes. Get my book, The Stinger, Not The Stung. Everything is too unbelievable. Because people have been given so much myth and disinformation, and this is just not the story they've been hearing, and so they think it's, BS. But it is a I don't lie. I'm a good researcher. Now let's go back to Paris, Ayalon prison. I'm just going to read you a couple quotes. I won't go too long, but there's an Israeli side, and they saw it very differently. Look, a quote. I wonder what a poor man from Australia discovered about Shimon Peres. why Perez had to terminate him. Oh, here's a good question. I wonder why his family, Ziegler, came from a really Jewish father. Jeffrey Ziegler is the executive director of the Victoria Jewish Community Council. I mean, he's no schmo. And in question, and I went looking on the internet about this, there is a very big rift. Again, you don't hear about it. The Australian Jewish community has been torn apart by the murder or the death of Ben Ziegler. Look, he worked for Israel, and if Israel killed him, they're not going to have a very good impression. All right, let's go on. Just a few other comments. Look at the article. The documentary appeared in Australia the same day Perez visited the jail. Cat's out of the bag, and Perez is getting nervous. It's the old syndrome. They always go back to the scene. So we know Shimon Peres is worried enough about this Australian story coming to light that he felt it fair to go to Ayalon prison to discuss the issues with the big honchos there. That's how Israelis, or at least some of them, are viewing what is going on. Peres, in some way, well, here's another comment. The MO is typical of Peres. A visit ostensibly for a noble cause, but in reality for selfish or business interests. The issue, I wish that Perez wouldn't keep showing up every time there's a horrible scandal. But he does. All right? He just does. And look, what they tried to do, Netanyahu, all right? I'm going to give you a quote. In the immediate aftermath of ABC's claim, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that the prime minister's office had called an emergency meeting of the editor's committee to ask its members to cooperate with the government and withhold publication of information pertaining to an incident that is very embarrassing to a certain government agency. Now, believe it or not, this actually exists in Israel. And when I started writing there, I actually had to submit everything to this editor's committee. It still has power, though. And the question is, who is the prime minister protecting? And here is another comment from an Israeli, which agency, I wonder, could it be the presidency? I would put that on the top of my list after Perez's visit to the prison. All right? This is an Israeli watching things. You don't hear this from you don't hear it from anyone. What you have got, well, what you've got is a dead Jew and somehow involved with the death is Shimon Peres, somehow. That is not just a guest situation. Peres takes off to the cell where Ziegler committed suicide on the day that the scandal is exposed in Australia. A coincidence? I don't think so. All right, let's go on. And other people say the same thing. Isn't it truly extraordinary, by the way, this one writes about this? The government disappeared a citizen of both Israel and Australia, imprisoned him absolutely incommunicado, and suicided him. And they say that the Attorney General threatened to imprison the members of the Knesset who broke the Prime Minister's gag order on this case. You've got a terrified Israel going. A terrified Israel, all right, over Ziegler. All right, I'll tell you how much in 1 second. I'm just going to give one last comment. An Israeli, they're all Israelis. I think it is a moral obligation to expose this story to the Israeli public. After all, a Jewish man died in jail, a helpless victim of cruel jailers, whether by suicide or murder, most likely murder. Let's never forget that. What is going on in the Jewish world, unfortunately, it's just not common enough. But there is a section of the Jews who look at the Ziegler demise and look at Paris running to his cell, putting two and two together and coming up with a very different conclusion than what you're getting from anywhere else. Now, I'm just going to say the same thing. All right, it looks like he was a rat. And in the old days, you killed a rat. You killed a squealer. But Ziegler was 34 when he died. He had two young children. Again, the second daughter is up for grabs now. But they could have had their father. All right, if he had a trial and was sent away forever and ever, at least they'd know he's not dead. Well, the fact of the matter is, Ziegler's demise, whether by his own hand, as claimed by Israel, or whether his hand was shoved, as believed by everyone else, is not the way Jews run morality. It's not our way. It's labor Zionism's sick way. And I'm going to say it again. In this case, I believe the writer who wrote me is a doctor. I think it's Dr. Daisy Stern. She took the fact that the Shin Bet, the Shabak, is responsible for security detainees. Never forget this. And I wrote a book on this. It's called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? Shimon Peres ordered the murder of Rabin, and it was carried out by the head of the Shin Bet, the Shabak, Carmi Gilon. They murdered Rabin. The Shabak probably murdered Ziegler. Oh, my goodness. All we know is, and this is the fact that in retrospect, he was interrogated by the Shabak the day he died. And, well, I'm going to go on to the next horror that's just overtaken Israel. The Israeli Forensic Institute, they issued a death certificate listing the cause of Ziegler's death as asphyxiation by hanging. Now, this would have been, again, 2 years, 2 months ago. The head of the Israeli Forensic Institute was Dr. Yehuda Hiss. Now, I'm going to have to take you back a little bit. Hiss whitewashed the Rabin assassination. And folks, go and get Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin by me at lulu.com, and you'll see that Hiss overturned the testimonies of every single nurse and doctor who examined Rabin. He changed the bullets and where they came from. And he changed everything and, again, wrote the Rabin murder. He wrote it for the government. It was the worst conspiracy you ever saw. And it made me a great book. The fact of the matter is Hiss decided that Ziegler, under the phony name, by the way, of Ben Alon, that was given to him, while he died of asphyxiation. Let me tell you about suicides and Hiss. Listen, if you don't know this, what a story. On April 14th, 1998, 47-year-old Alistair Sinclair, who was in Israel for 6 days, was stopped by customs officials at Ben Gurion Airport, and, well, he was arrested, without charge, no less. Look, what we get, that there was a false bottom, and he was obviously hiding money. People are allowed false bottoms so they don't get robbed. But that's not the real story. At the airport police station, Sinclair was found strangling on his shoelaces. Now, I'm going to tell you what's so strange about Sinclair. The Knights Templar in the 14th century restationed themselves in Roslyn, Scotland. Sinclair is Sinclair. It's the founders of the Knights Templar were the St. Clairs, the Sinclairs. He was of that descendancy. He was found strangling on his shoelaces. All right. The guy wasn't suicidal. I'm not going to go through all the evidence I collected. I actually covered this story for Scotland on Sunday. I actually knew the story from up close. Sinclair was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead. Now, from there, the fun starts. His body was transferred again to the Forensic Institute. Well, into your uterus, all right? The same guy who did Ziegler's autopsy, he conducted an autopsy on Sinclair that, just like Ziegler, he had killed himself. But after, well, the body was sent back to Scotland where another autopsy was done. The hyoid bone was missing. That's minor. They returned Alistair Sinclair's body home without a heart. And again, this didn't do Israel any good. And I reported this, and I knew, look, again, what happened to the heart? All right. A heart was sent back. It didn't even fit into the cavity. What was done with that heart? Now, I'm just going to say, I'm going to go out on the limb. It didn't enter the world organ transplant market. That heart was used for some occultic ceremony of some kind. That's why they wanted a Sinclair heart. Again, that go to my books on lulu.com and spell my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, Chamish. In the search box, I've covered this. And honest to goodness, when I started with Rabin, I didn't think I didn't think occultism of some kind is running at the highest levels of the Israeli establishment.
I don't think there's any, of course, there you talk about this fellow from Scotland, because there, that's where the Roslyn Chapel is. A chapel, I think, completed certainly 1492, and yet it all foretold of the founding of America, you know, by Columbus. There's a lot of occultism in that part of Scotland. The Roslyn Chapel is there, key to so much of what's going on from the occult point of view. Right ahead.
Did you say go right ahead?
Go right ahead, yeah. But we've got about 20 seconds, and then we'll be back. Go ahead.
All right. We'll finish off with the Mossad.
Oh, okay, fine. Hang on. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Samish. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad Barry is beginning to understand the tremendous occult forces working behind the scenes. A lot of the things that don't make sense only make sense when you understand the spiritual forces behind them. Barry, you go right ahead.
Yeah, well, we started with the Shin Bet Shabak. They beat Ziegler to death. We go on to the Forensics Institute, Dr. Yehuda Hiss. He wrote a phony autopsy. Of course, it was suicide. Then there's the final in this trident of real filth. I mean, really awful is the Mossad. Now, there's a comment on the internet. I hear some group wants Paris to try and get Pollard out. Are they that stupid? That's the last thing Paris wants.
And but Barry, for the point of view of our listeners, Pollard was an American Israeli who turned a lot of the documents or many intelligence documents over to the Israelis, and Pollard is in prison for that and probably be there for the rest of his life. The thing is that what he turned over wasn't that important. So there's another reason they're keeping Pollard in jail. But go ahead. He's in jail here in America. Go ahead.
Well, Rafi Eitan, now he was Pollard's Mossad handler, and he just threw him to the dogs. All right. He ended up sitting in the Knesset, even the cabinet. Well, Pollard ended up alone in a cell. Look, he threw Pollard to the dogs, and he justifies what was done to Ziegler. I'll give you the quote. Former senior Mossad official Rafi Eitan said Friday morning that there may be more people in the Israeli prison system whose identities are not known. Interviewed on Israel Defense Forces radio regarding the case of prisoner X, later identified as Australian-Israeli Ben Ziegler, the former Minister of Pensionaires Affairs explained, quote, "We live in a country in a continuous war requiring the use of this method. There may be more prisoners X in the country."
In other words, basically he's justifying the murder of the individual rather than bring him to trial.
Yeah, that's, yes he is.
Okay, we're out of time, Barry. God bless you. Thank you so very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week. And hopefully we'll have an exciting program then. I'm sure we will.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Bye. I guess it's Barry Shamish. Always a fascinating program. But ladies and gentlemen, basically what they do is they simply, this fellow betrayed Israel and they killed him. And it's tragic, but this is apparently what happened. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed the interview with Barry Shamish. And, of course, this is the story about a gentleman. He was working for the Mossad. And for whatever reason, why he betrayed Israel to Dubai, the Dubai authorities, he was kidnapped, taken back to Israel, kept there. Nobody was to even know he was there. He was under an assumed name. And then after 10 months, why he was, in all probability, was killed. And they kept this secret for several years. And then only recently has this come out on Australian television. And there's a tremendous furor over in Israel saying, look, if somebody commits a crime, you take him to before a court, you don't simply kill him. And that is, of course, dividing Israel today with good reason, because, of course, we have the same basic format here in the United States. And if you doubt that our government kills people, you need to get our 4-CD set on deadly assassins. Basically, I interviewed two assassins, government assassins. One himself is dead. The others disappeared. And then, of course, the other interviews with the gentleman who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton, and they killed General George Patton. This is the reality of what really goes on in the world today. The 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. Of course, if you want to get our 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King, there's a book that goes with that, written by the man, a lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to try to get justice for Martin Luther King. But we never got it. James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King. The family never believed that James Earl Ray was guilty. Well, you need to get the 4-CD set. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and we have a book and a DVD on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. You're never going to hear these things through regular channels. We got a couple of 4D, uh, uh, for tape sets on the murder of Jack Kennedy. We have certainly a book on Kennedy, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. We have a video put out by Bob Fletcher on the murder of John Kennedy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. None of these things make sense unless you understand that there truly are demonic and subversive forces working at the highest levels of our government today. They killed the 3,000 people at the U.S. Trade Center. That was a controlled demolition. They did that because they wanted to get us into a war with Afghanistan. And certainly, if you doubt that, why you need to get our two 4 CD sets on 911, a 911 update, and then the 4 CD set entitled Why Did the Buildings Come Down? We have all sorts of DVDs on this very subject, and there's no question this was a controlled demolition. You only have to look at Building 7 come down. You can see that on my website, RadioLiberty.com, in the section on other videos on the web, and you'll notice how on building number 7, the center of the roof collapses first. That's what you do with a controlled demolition, so the walls will fall in. Then they took out the base of the building, and it collapses at the speed of drop of the speed of gravity. And that's exactly what happened with the Twin Towers. Watch them come down. You'll watch the tops of the buildings. You'll notice that the tops of the buildings simply disintegrate before the rest of the building comes down. And then those massive clouds of dust, that is the pulverization. Suddenly, it's not the breaking apart of the cement. It's simply vaporized. They vaporized everything in the building. The furniture was vaporized. The electronics. Oh, there was only one telephone that in that entire building that survived. Everything was vaporized. How do you vaporize it? Did it collapse? You don't. This was a controlled demolition. They killed the people, and then they gave everybody and their family $1 million to keep quiet. That's what it was really all about. You need to understand what's going on. We're dealing with organized evil. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get a case of them if you can. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty and our staff, for our provision and our protection.
Wednesday, February 28th, I think, 2013. And we're live, at least for right now, on the Power Hour. Amazing times we live in. That's right, I'm coming to you live from my kitchen. Do you remember those old houses that only had one telephone line and it was in the kitchen and everybody used that because nobody stayed on the phone for more than 2 or 3 minutes? Well, that's what I've got. So that's where we are right now, live in my kitchen, and it is lots of snow outside. I thank you all for bearing with us yesterday doing a replay program. We may or may not be able to have the second and third hour like I would like to have today with Massimo Mazzucco talking about 9/11 and talking about some amazing developments and some things that our favorite probiotic person, Wayne, has come up with. We may or may not talk with them in the second or third hour. I don't know. Power may go on. I don't know what will happen.